Well, President Obama returned to Washington today, a two-week vacation behind him, quite a month ahead. The New York Times compared September for lawmakers to April for accountants. And this September, the Pope will visit D.C., as will the President of China. And then there's that Iran deal with a mid-September deadline for a congressional vote. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith is here with a look ahead. Hi, Tam.
Hi there.
So the president is back. He's got a to-do list. Only 15 legislative days on the Senate calendar in September. What do you think is on that to-do list?
Well, there are a lot of things on that to-do list. I think one of the top priorities for the president will be this Iran deal, hoping to avoid a vote to get in the way of the Iran deal. That's something that that Republicans in Congress, they'd like to block it. But there are big things that are frequently on the calendar in September. Things like, oh, I don't know, getting a budget so we don't have a government shutdown. That's a big one. There's also a transportation funding bill that is going to need to be renewed. And they've been sort of, to use a term I hate to use, kicking the can on that for a couple of years almost now.
And we have to come up with a new phrase for that because it is
putting it on layaway. They have been putting it on layaway for a while now. And it's unclear whether these sort of big things, the budget situation or the transportation funding bill, whether Congress will be in the mood to do a long-term deal or whether there will be more kicking of cans, laying
right down
away.
The road. Well, we'll go back to the Iran deal for a second because they can't kick that. There is a deadline. And as you said, Republicans are expected to make this effort to block it with a resolution rejecting the deal. The president can then veto that. Democrats are saying they have the votes to sustain his veto. In other words, they say Republicans won't be able to override the president's veto of their rejection of his deal. It's complicated. But are the Democrats right that they have the votes? Two Democrats now have said they oppose the Iran deal. There's the Senator Chuck Schumer of New York. And last week, let's listen, New Jersey's Robert Menendez.
My devotion to principle may once again lead me to an unpopular course. But if Iran is to acquire a nuclear bomb, it will not have my name on it. It is for these reasons that I will vote to disapprove the agreement and, if called upon, would vote to override agreement.
So he says there he will override a president's veto. Tamara Keith, how do the votes look right now?
Well, and Senator Menendez at the moment is under indictment. It is maybe not the most influential senator in the Democratic caucus right now. As far as probably the most influential senator in the Democratic caucus in the Senate right now, that would be Harry Reid, who announced yesterday that he is going to support the president and the Iran deal. Following that, Debbie Stabenow, who is a senator from Michigan, announced today that she is supporting it. The numbers, strictly speaking, in terms of who has said they support it, who has said they oppose it, all of the Republicans oppose it. Democrats are the real question mark. And the numbers are getting very close to a point where there would be no way to override the president's veto. And actually, some people are saying it's possible that a disapproval measure wouldn't even make it through the Senate because there'd be enough votes for a filibuster to prevent it from even passing and getting to the president's desk in the first place.
Well, we got about a minute left. We want you to comment on some 2016 presidential campaign news made over the weekend with reports that Vice President Joe Biden made a trip to meet with Senator Elizabeth Warren, which, of course, sent presidential politics watchers into a frenzy. former Trump advisor Roger Stone on CNN was talking about a Biden-Warren ticket. But your sense of how this is reverberating, is a Biden running by himself or with Elizabeth Warren, is that looking a little more real?
Just to throw a little cold water on the Biden-Warren ticket, Hillary Clinton also met privately and secretly until it was out with Elizabeth Warren back in February.
A Clinton-Warren ticket.
Everybody wants to meet with Elizabeth Warren because she's hugely influential, and a lot of people on the left wanted her to run for president, but she says she isn't going to. The draft Biden effort has brought on some more seasoned former Biden campaign operatives. So there are things happening. Joe Biden is making decisions. He had his weekly lunch with President Obama today, or he's having it. No word on whether they're discussing whether he might run for president or not.
A Biden-Obama ticket. Oh, wait, he can't do that.
Oh, wait.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith, thanks so much.
You're welcome.